From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the notebook of Susan A. Stauffer, today's topic is about mason bees, a native bee and important pollinator. As spring arrives, the air warms and bees appear in our gardens. An important Northwest native bee is the mason bee. The well-known European honeybees were imported and arrived on the West Coast sometime in the 1860s. Native bees, of which there are many species, perform the pollination of plants prior to their arrival. The mason bee is a better pollinator than honeybees because it transfers more pollen. They are solitary bees, meaning they do not live in large, complex colonies with a division of labor like honeybees. A female mason bee will build her nest inside an insect hole, in a tree, or other similar holes. The mason bee is named for the way mud is used to create cell divisions in the nest. The mason bee pollinates within a 300-foot range of the nest. Each female mason bee is fertile, whereas honeybees live in hives and only have one fertile queen bee. The mason bee is slightly smaller than a honeybee, and it does not sting. The mason bee has a short lifespan, emerging in late March, pollinating in April and May. The females lay a pollen nectar ball, which hatch into larvae that are nourished by the food stores. The larvae then spin themselves into cocoons that rest in the nest chambers to hibernate through the fall and winter. Remember, bees help feed the world. Their pollination is critical to the existence of the plant food we eat. Native bees are still the most important pollinators of native wild plants in maintaining ecodiversity. You can help by becoming a mason bee keeper. They will help your garden while you help them. Just check your local nursery for information. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, this is Kit Fleming saying, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.